Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in, time for a very important second daily editorial. The first editorial was pretty good. I haven't put it up yet. I will be putting it up right now. The second editorial, I have to say, is the most important one that Jimmy and I are doing. I believe that the show which I just watched, and I watched it live on TV, I believe that it was a three-ring circus for a variety of reasons. Number one, Jim has the following points to make. By the way, did you know that Liz Cheney is now behind 30 points in her effort to get reelected from her state? And she's now asking Democrats to vote for her. Jimmy, elaborate on that if you would.
Yeah, so Liz Cheney is the unbelievable example of a turncoat Republican, not a Republican. She's about power of the state and the central control of the authorities. And it's just embarrassing what she's done. She is in poll. She's being primaried in her state in Wyoming. And she's down 30 points. What she has done is publicly, after saying she would not do this, has publicly reached out on her website to ask Democrats to change their affiliation for the primary to vote for her so she can win her primary election in Wyoming in order to keep her seat. Now, she's one of two Republicans that Nancy Pelosi placed on this January 6th fraud committee, the show trial committee. The other one is Adam Kinzinger from Illinois. And guess what? Adam Kinzinger, he's so hammered in his own home district that he can't even run again. So here are two fake fraud Republicans attempting to shape the outcome. And Liz Cheney is actually out there on the stage playing partial clips of videos that are completely, completely disingenuous and selectively edited in order to prove her point in her case with no counter arguments. And that's exactly what's happened on this entire fraudulent January 6th commission. No one's getting to the bottom of anything. This is a show trial in order to target Republicans and Donald Trump in order to try and keep somehow mobilize their constituents to keep Trump and Republicans that care about this nation and the Constitution out of office.
Another political action which is taking place as we speak right now is, guess who's at the meeting in Europe, the G6 meeting right now?
Well, yeah, Uncle Creepy Joe Biden is trying to work with his G7 colleagues, and they're laughing at him. Macron pulled him aside. There's video discussions of kind of some overheard sound with he and Macron saying, "Hey, look, Joe, no one else. There's no more oil. Saudis can't produce it. No one else can produce it. You have to produce it." And he doesn't even know what to do. This is absolutely pathetically embarrassing for this nation. And of course, Joe Biden is just he's a catastrophe.
Well, I'm putting my money where my mouth is, Jim. I'm agreeing with you 100%. The thing that really kind of really got to my goat when I was watching this is I had no idea, and this is really a mistake on my part, Jim. I had no idea this was going to be one witness and one witness only. I thought it was also very interesting they brought up the fact that a couple of the big shooters in the Republican Party took the Ninth Amendment when they were asked the question, was the action on January 6th morally right? The retired general said, "I take the fifth, I take the ninth."
You mean the fifth?
The fifth. Yeah, I take the fifth. Yeah. Sorry about that, Jim.
Yeah, no.
That to me is a really, really interesting setup, Jim.
Well, the whole thing is totally fraudulent. And so Cassidy Hutchinson, who's Mark Meadows, one of his staffers. So Mark Meadows was the chief of staff for Trump. Cassidy Hutchinson comes out. They pull her out, and she makes these bizarre accusations of Trump trying to grab the steering wheel of the beast, of the presidential vehicle, to try to turn it. You know, if you've seen the vehicle, you know that's not possible for him in the back seat to be able to try to do. And then throwing food or something like that. These are like bizarre little childish accusations that may have some sense of truth in them, mm-hmm. but they're trying to turn this into some sort of crazy thing when in fact there is video evidence, video discussions of individuals that have been charged with sedition and coordination saying, we want to keep the peace. We don't, the Proud Boys in particular, we want to make sure that we're on the right side of this. We're not crossing barriers. That's the leadership of the Proud Boys, that the DOJ has been hiding videotape evidence. They're hiding videotape evidence of the guards allowing protesters into the Capitol building. They're hiding thousands of hours of evidence that shows this was a fabricated facade of an attack on the Capitol that somehow the Democrats actually wanted to see happen so they could use it for this political theater that they're doing right now. And it's there's no question they had planned it. They coordinated it to some extent. FBI was involved. Different elements of Department of Justice were involved, and certainly the media and, of course, the entire Capitol Democratic staff, security staff were involved because they failed to take action to properly secure for the protest that they knew was going to happen.
Jim, a question that I would have for you is, has Trump pissed off so many people that actually even includes members of the FBI? And I have to ask the question why, and then I have to say because the swamp was being uncovered.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what I think has happened. So when you live inside the Beltway bubble, when you live inside the Beltway, 495 that circles Washington, D.C. in 95, you live in a bubble of MSNBC, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times.
Yeah.
And the Clinton campaign and the DNC did a phenomenal job in orchestrating events that appeared to make Donald Trump look like some sort of a criminal actor. And when they did that, they inflamed people that normally would not be involved. But let me tell you, 95%, 93, I believe, percent of the population inside Washington, D.C., and out that way, are Democrats.
Yeah.
So they have given up on trying to be neutral government employees, neutral government actors or law enforcement officers in order to take their personal action in order what they think to do, save the world from Donald Trump and people on the outside that are tired of their corruption on the inside. And as they do that, they lose perspective of what's right and wrong. And we have seen it over and over and over again with the FBI,
right,
with the Department of Justice in the last couple of years. And Jim, I mean, I can go through the list. The, you know, parents is domestic terrorists because they're mad at the school boards with, you know, Merrick Garland and the DOJ. By arresting and trying people for minor infractions, by going to their house with SWAT teams like Roger Stone in the morning to arrest them, while letting people like, you know, Jim Comey and Peter Strzok and other FBI members completely go, even though they are known to have lied in testimony and abused their power in order to continue a fraudulent investigation. And it's factual. There's no argument with this anymore. And you see this over and over again. And I'm telling you, the people inside that live in that bubble in there, they don't know any better, or they're manipulated by their leadership and boss. And if you say anything out of line, you are crushed in that world. And that's the reality that we're facing in our government right now. It's like the Katniss in the Hunger Games and the mm-hmm. Capitol, completely disconnected from the rest of the nation as they abuse and control actions to their own benefit. And I think Americans are sick of it.
I think Americans are sick of it, Jim. We're going to record, by the way, that we're going to run this as an editorial today, Tuesday, but we are going to record a bit of a replay on this with Jim to wrap up the show, because we've got about 4.25 million people in the market that our radio show is broadcast to, and I want those people to hear this also. Jim, I appreciate your time. I know you guys are busy, but we need you on this one, man. This is a real emergency. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.